Larry Roth. I'm calling you from Ravenna. Over the past couple of days, I've heard Alan Chardock be very complimentary about Governor Cuomo's decision on fracking. I think you should also give a lot of credit to all of the people who turned out time and time again to let the governor know that fracking was not what they wanted, and all the towns that moved to ban fracking. They created the pressure to have the governor make that decision, and they deserve credit for it, too. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ray, and I am calling from Ballston Spa, and I just want to say good job, Joe. I'm so glad that you want to do all your shopping locally. We try to do the same thing in Ballston Spa. It is possible. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Marta Knapp from Poughkeepsie, and this afternoon, the day after Christmas, I was listening to All Things Considered at about 4:45 p.m. on WAMC when I heard a very disturbing book review. The author barely disguises as fiction a story that closely resembles the Tawana Brawley incident. The reviewer called the incident a hoax and went on to trash important activists like Al Sharpton and Tawana's lawyers Maddox and Mason, who all suffered punishing consequences for their advocacy on her behalf.
This is Sarah Cohen calling from Albany. I was disturbed by a feature on All Things Considered that aired on WAMC Sunday, December 28th. The host interviewed a scientist who had fed alcohol to zebra finches to see if it affected their vocalizations as alcohol affects human speech. Unsurprisingly, he found that it did. What useful purpose does such a cruel experiment serve? It's not as if we didn't already know the effects of alcohol on human speech. And to my knowledge, humans are the only animals who abuse or even voluntarily drink alcohol.
Joanne Schwartz, Watervliet, lost in all of the hand-wringing over the Sony hack is the simple recognition. Everybody knows North Korea is paranoid. Everybody knows North Korea thinks the entire world is out to get it. Most people should be aware that North Korea probably has nuclear weapons. What I would like to know is why any responsible executive would think that making this movie is a good idea, and what planet do they think they are living on?